hearing that and hearing and seeing that it might become a hazard on August 18th, eventually, we figured we better move this forward and at least bring it back to the board. So we wouldn't get to our next regular meeting and find out this all takes place. So again, it was a short notice. Eugene found out about Friday. I think it's going to be 24 hours. I think that's the gist of it. I mean, we discussed the first termination. We all have our opinions. We got some additional financial information that Eugene pulled today. But again, the situation potentially terminating today versus potentially terminating next week, we had a profoundly different final cost to it. So I didn't. So I didn't want to just get, up to get us all together and hear what might happen. And, you know, my sense is that the board, well, you know what happened at the meeting this morning. I would not be surprised if they approved it. I'll have a couple of questions. The questions as we get into this, I'm confused that the committee would be able to approve something and make it so without going back to the person. But I mean, essentially, that's why we're here. We'll sail in a couple days if we didn't want this opportunity. So, that said, can you provide some more legal?
Sure, I'll just add just a couple of things. The way this came to my attention was through a phone call with John Martell. You could ask me to follow up with John Martell, an independent individual who works out of this county, but he works very closely with public agencies helping them understand how HRSA interacts with them. And so, you could ask me to follow up with him if perhaps have to ensure this was or wasn't done correctly. So it was during a phone call with him last Friday that he indicated that the committee at PERS would be hearing this item today. It will go to the full PERS board, but the chief actuarial is recommending it. They believe the committee will approve it, and they're asking that once the whole board that it will be effective as of August 18th. And you are in the middle of the process. You have approved both resolutions. As you recall, you asked that we not send the second one so that you would have an adequate amount of time to look at pension obligation bonds, to question and answer whether or not there are other places you could go as a public entity that you could not go back to PERS. And I put an informational item on your chair this evening. There are other places that you could get prepared to talk to about that to your next board meeting, but I wanted to bring that material tonight just so you have that. The interesting question. You, even if you decide you want to move forward, is this. You passed both resolutions, but we've not sent them to PERS. So the question we ask of PERS, the chief actuary of PERS, is, well, what if the board this evening decided they wanted to move forward? Or what if the board wanted to take another month or 2 months to explore possibilities and then tell you what they wanted to do? Could we do that? The chief actuarial says, well, you're in the middle of the process. And if you take a reasonable amount of time to notify us what you're doing, then we would probably allow you to stay under the current assumptions. We asked, what is a reasonable amount of time? And his answer was, well, our legal department would have to answer that question. So there is no answer to that. But as President Hochfeld said, if the assumption of Mr. Bartell, who will be available if you want by phone this evening, he could physically be here, but we have his number, he's really happy to have you talk. His assumption is, based on everything we've seen, that if these actuarial assumptions are adopted, it would probably drive the termination costs up by about 50%. So that's why we wanted to talk to you about it. Mr. Bartell also told me in a phone conversation, and if you talk with him, you can ask him further questions about this, that having looked at the numbers PERS gave you to date, the 9 to 13, a good number, a bad number, believes based on PERS performance today this year that if you move forward, the number would be closer to 9, or perhaps less than that, based on his professional what he's looked at so far. So that's all that I know that I can share with you, and again, he'd be happy to talk with you if you'd like.
Thank you.
Just need to talk with
him. Before we go into discussion, we'll open this item to public comment. Since the public's arrived, we have the motion to speak. We see none of the clubs. All right. Before going to a longer discussion, I know that a couple of us, well, we have one person on time, right? Sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to here's probably time to talk. I spoke to Director Burke last night, who pretty much reiterated his desire, his unhappiness with PERS process, the information we're getting out of PERS, and he stated his desire to go ahead and do the termination. Obviously, he can't be here to share that conversation, which I think has done nothing to provide comfort to all the conferences being managed. So we'll open it up to questions. I have a couple, but everybody else start right in.
Well, does any of the other board talk about the finance committee being as far as the numbers of
she has that on the second half of the expert report. I mean, I can just right off the top say where this report comes back says yes, we need to do it tonight or not do it. I mean, that's sort of the decision. It's go or no go. And so I think probably we need to move ahead with the discussion to look at the numbers and see if it's possible to go. What are the consequences? What are the consequences of making this decision as far as how tight that bill has to tighten up against
that. I would throw out a question. Okay, so we've heard that the optimistic view is that this could be $9 million. We have absolutely no assurance that it would be true.
That's correct.
And if we go forward on the assumption it's $9 million, it comes